For the sixth year in a row, federal agencies have failed to reach their goal of awarding 23% of contracts to small businesses. Federal News Radio examines this failure as part of our week-long multimedia series, The Obama Impact, Evaluating the Last 4 Years. Joe Jordan is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He tells Federal News Radio some of the reasons the federal government has not been able to hit that 23% target.
I think the challenges are numerous. I think that for a long time there were policies that acted as impediments, like the fact that parity of the socioeconomic programs was unclear, the competitiveness demonstration program, which we work with Congress to repeal, some of the confusion around set-asides of multiple contract task orders, all of these things. Whenever there's confusion, it tends to be a disincentive for contracting officers to act in the way that we would like them to. So getting rid of a lot of the confusion around those policies have been really helpful.
Jordan also says uncertain budgets have affected the way agencies award contracts.
Over the last couple of years, the length of the continuing resolutions and the structure of them when there are a bunch of small funding periods tends to prevent agencies from doing all of the acquisition forecasting that they need. So as we look forward, we need to take that as somewhat of a reality and make sure we're working with agencies that even in periods of continuing resolution and not full year authorizing bills, that they are doing that planning, that they're thinking about, hey, these are contracts that we know are going to go out this year no matter what, and let's make sure that we get these in the hands of a small business.
So to make small business contracting more of a priority, President Barack Obama created the White House Small Business Procurement Group back in 2010. The interagency meetings are held quarterly with agency deputies. Mauricio Vera is director of the Office of Small Disadvantaged Business Utilization at USAID. And he says the meetings help agencies share best practices about small business contracting.
At these meetings, the first thing they do is they give out a chart of how each agency is doing year-to-date in terms of accomplishing their small business goals. So that has elevated the visibility of this program. And I think the first time that our deputy administrator went over there, he realized, maybe our numbers weren't so great. So he came back and said, how do we improve on that? And then, we came up with a strategy to really sort of raise the visibility of the program. And another thing that we did is we put a small business component into our senior executives' performance plans. So there's more accountability in terms of how each senior executive is performing in their own bureaus.
But one federal procurement attorney says the level of accountability is still not high enough. Stephen Coprince is a partner at the law firm Pete Fish, Immel, Heeb & Hurd.
Although there's not a perfect solution to this that I see, the fact remains that these are goals. There's no real teeth behind them. I mean, what happens to an agency when they don't meet their goal? Well, SBA slaps them on the wrist, perhaps. It's maybe a 1 or 2 day headline, and it disappears till the next year. There was a proposal earlier this year to cut funding for agencies that didn't meet their goals. I think it was appropriately determined that that was probably not an appropriate way to go. We don't want to, be shutting down VA hospitals because VA is not meeting its goals. But that said, as long as they simply remain goals with no real enforcement mechanism behind them, agencies just don't necessarily have the driving rationale to meet those goals that they might otherwise have.
Now, this story was produced by web editor Jolie Lee, and she has gotten a full story online at federalnewsradio.com. You can also go there and hear more of her interviews on small business contracting in the federal government. Now, this is part of our week-long multimedia special report, The Obama Impact, Evaluating the Last 4 Years. Today, we're taking a special look at acquisition policies.
The question is, if they made the goal 22% instead of 23%, would agencies beat it year after year by 0.5% or so? Or would they go to 21.6%? And if they lowered it to 21, would they go to 20.6%?
No, you bring up a good point, which is how objective or upon what criteria are you actually setting the goal, and if that's a good criteria or a good baseline to pick.
Well, there must be some, vestigial reason why 23% became the amount, but it's been there for a long time. And I just don't understand what agencies have all the small business activities. They have special offices for small business contracting. And yet it never seems to quite get out of that just close to the mark.
Yeah, and the Obama administration, this might be one of those things where even if the top leaders have all the right intentions of going down the right path, it just takes a while to trickle down because President Obama was the one who elevated the Small Business Administration's leader to cabinet status. He's done other things, at least made announcements, so forth, trying to make it easier for small businesses to figure out how to succeed in general or with federal contracting, et cetera.
I don't know. It could be 23% is like the speed of light. They can work at it forever and come close, but you can't get any faster.
Well, you do want goals that kind of push you to your limit, but you'd like to think that some people are reaching them.